Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hard to believe December 1st is on the calendar. It feels like it. It definitely feels like December out there right now. But you know what? It also kind of smells like it because kitchens are cranking up and all those holiday favorites, they're being made all over the place. And lots of gingerbread has already been baked up, and they're turning it into all sorts of creative and artistic opportunities where you can be the judge. That's because it's time for the gingerbread display and competition in downtown Pittsburgh, and we are delighted to be joined by Melissa Culbertson. She is a program coordinator with the City of Pittsburgh, and that is the Office of Special Events. Hi, Melissa. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm good. Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks for having us, and thanks to the station and Odyssey for supporting us.
Yeah, it's been a long-time partnership and glad to continue to be that way. I got to tell you that, and this is maybe confession, when I think about making like a gingerbread house, I got to say it starts with like a can of frosting from Giant Eagle. And I didn't even necessarily always use gingerbread. It was oftentimes graham crackers because they'd stay together better, and maybe some gumdrops. And if you just sort of take four squares of graham crackers and stick them together with some frosting and maybe a little roof up there on top, you know, maybe some gumdrops around the side. There you go. That's my idea of a gingerbread. I don't think I would win very much in this competition. Do you?
You'd be surprised. We see a lot of graham crackers, actually. People get pretty creative even with those.
But that's not the main ingredient. They actually use gingerbread for these things. That's the first difference, right?
Yes, most of them do have some sort of gingerbread structure underneath them.
Right,
but we see all sorts of ingredients. Every year, I think we're surprised by what we see.
So give me an idea in terms of how many are going to be entered this year. How can people see them? When does judging start? How long does it go? Give me the X's and the O's.
So this year we had almost 300 people register to enter a house in the competition. We have just about 200 that are on display already in the City County Building in downtown Pittsburgh. Judging for the categories has already taken place. We had a few great officials with our city participate in that, had a lot of fun in looking at these amazing creations that folks around us are making. But people can still go online and vote for the People's Choice Award. So that winner is still in everyone's hands.
This is back to the way it used to be. It's the 20th year, but last year there was not any in-person. I think maybe the year before there was, right? We just 21 was the only year that we missed the in-person. Is that correct?
So we had actually two seasons.
Oh, so 20 was also,
hybrid.
Okay.
Yeah, last year we had some out on the windows of the portico, but nothing inside the building. But this year, yes, this is the second time with the City of Pittsburgh hosting that we've had it in person at the City County Building. So we're very excited to have it back.
Absolutely. I know for a long time it was down at the PPG Winter Garden there as well. And it's amazing how many people choose to enter these things. What's the difference between the judging that's already taken place and now the People's Choice Awards? I understand that anybody can vote for these, but were there different criteria in terms of what you had to build if you want to enter the overall as opposed to the People's Choice, or was it the same criteria in that regard?
Same criteria. Just it's open to everyone to vote for. You can vote for your favorite. It's more or less our best in show, if you will, the everyone's favorite of the year. And you know what? We've been surprised the last couple of years of what they've been. Not necessarily an award winner. We have some young kids putting on great campaigns already. I can tell you that. We've got thousands of votes already.
So where do these ideas come from? Because, I mean, I think about it. I've seen some of the pictures from this year. You know, somebody decided they were going to make the old Horns building with the Christmas tree on the side of the building, and they entered that as part of a gingerbread competition. I mean, you know, we got bridges that are being made. You've got all sorts of sort of structures from around town that are well known to all of us here in Western Pennsylvania. It's just amazing to me that people can create these things out of gingerbread and icing and cookies and confection.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Isn't it? It's unreal sometimes. People are heavily influenced by the things going on around them, pop culture, all sorts of things. You know, we see popular characters in cartoons, movies, and as you mentioned, things, classic things like horns here right in downtown Pittsburgh. We have a family that they have a list pretty long of what they plan on doing for years to come. So
wow.
There's no shortage of ideas out there.
So who entered the bus being pulled off the Fern Hollow Bridge by a crane? I mean, seriously, that to me, if nothing else, has got to win the most creative. You talk about pop culture. That's it, right? I mean, that's got to win something.
Yeah, the talk of the town of the year, that's for sure. I believe their names were Bessa and Dara. That were in our adult category. That won an honorable mention for that one. If you haven't had a chance to see it in person, I highly recommend coming down and seeing it. That displays up till January 6th, so stop on down. That one's a good one.
Yeah, there are so many great ones to see. As far as the hours when people can see things, give us the rundown as to when you can drop down there. I'm not talking about the online, but actually if you want to see them in person.
Yeah, of course, online 24/7. You can access at any time, and the People's Choice Voting. But in person at the City County Building, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends. Now, it will be closed Christmas Day and the day after, New Year's Day and the day after for those observed holidays. Since the building won't be open, but any other of those days, come on down.
And if you want to vote online, where do you go? How do you find that link to be able to see them and cast your ballot?
Visit us at pittsburghpa.gov/gingerbread, and you can see all of those houses online. There's drop-down menus. You can pull up those categories, and there will be a link on that main page there for you to vote for that People's Choice Award.
Melissa Culbertson joining us from the city of Pittsburgh talking about the gingerbread competition. Is this like Chicago where you can vote early and vote often, or is this a one-time only based on each device? How does that work?
It is one-time only. If it, some reason, lets you vote twice. We ask that you vote once, but... like I said, we've got thousands already. We hope to get a lot more before we're done. That voting ends on December 31st, so still a few weeks to get your vote in for that yet.
Have you cast your ballot at this point?
I have.
So are you gonna give us a hint as to maybe something that we need to really be looking for because you think it's sensational or outstanding?
I think there's just so many that are outstanding.
Oh, that is so weak. I cannot believe you bailed on me like that.
I do have a favorite. I do have a favorite. Someone made a house that looks like a little German house. It just stood out to me.
Okay,
all
right.
I tell you that our crew, when they came in, everyone had one that stood out to them. There's so much variety.
See, I'm not letting you off the hook. It doesn't matter that you're the organizer of this. It doesn't matter that you're in charge. You're not getting off. You can't just simply,
can't
duck it. Nope, can't duck those questions. Melissa, thank you for what you do for the city. Thanks for getting this and keeping this rolling, because I know, you know, 18 years and you miss a couple, and you know, now here we are to year 20. It's good to have it back, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. So we just hope you stop down and see them. We even have a beautiful feature house from Miss Mary Jo Dowling on display for the 20th anniversary. So, and again, we thank you guys for your support for the events and many of the other events that we put on.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. We sure appreciate you being here. Melissa Culbertson, she's with us from the City of Pittsburgh's Office of Special Events, and what they're doing is very special down and showing off the gingerbread. Merry Christmas, Melissa.
You too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.